Here's another way to look at functional diversity that hints to the way it is calculated numerically. In the top example, diversity estimated by species richness assumes all the species to be equally distinct from each other. So diversity is the same. The size of the box representing diversity is identical. This implies that a barnacle is as different from a different species of barnacle as it is from seagrass. Obviously, that goes against every intuition. Functional diversity takes into account not just how many species there are, but how distinct they are from each other. The length of the lines represent a measure of similarity in function between the species. You can see the barnacle and the sea anemone, both being sessile filter feeders, are closer together than they are to the seagrass, and the whole polygon is much bigger than the one represented by the four species of barnacle. The calculation of functional diversity allows you to incorporate the similarity of traits among the species in the system. Look at the two maps of global marine mollusk diversity, above depicting species diversity per unit area, and below depicting functional diversity per unit area. How do the two different measures of biodiversity affect the areas of the world you would identify as being the most diverse? They're quite different, aren't they? Having multiple species with similar functions lends redundancy to an ecosystem and can make it more resilient. By contrast, having species that vary widely in their ecological roles can make an ecosystem very unique, but also more fragile.